Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Phil Tiger. Slacker Podcast.
Hello, Slackers. I hope you're all good. Thank you for all of the great feedback on last week's podcast with the producer du jour, Phineas. Yeah, it went down ridiculously well. So if you have stayed on from that Phineas podcast, welcome. You are now 100% a slacker for life. You have to get a tattoo on your eyelids of slacker. If you get any enjoyment out of these episodes, give it a review, maybe give it a share, perhaps recommend it to a sad neighbor. Just be like, this might cheer you up. I'm looking to build Slacker into the place where you go online for good chat about music, good entertainment based around music, like everything within the sort of Slacker orbit is all sort of music related. That's why I wrote the Slacker's Guide to the Music Industry, which was like getting all the best people from the music industry together in one book. I'm jumping on YouTube at the minute, reviewing albums in my Up and Down series, which is brand new. I've got the new music panel show podcast, which is called Slacker Friends, which is completely in its infancy. At the minute, there will be a Slacker Friends podcast this week coming with Dodie and Bruno Major, which should be fun. And yeah, of course, they sort of all orbit around the big fat rock that is the Slacker podcast. So to sustain this and to be able to make more content and keep Slacker like structurally sound, it relies on the generosity of its patrons. So the people who subscribe to the podcast monthly, from as little as like £1.50 onwards, they keep Slacker Podcast's wheels on. They keep it all ticking over. On the Patreon, you can send me your music. I'll give feedback on it. I make Patreon-only podcasts. There's lots of exclusive playlists. There's tons of stuff up on the Patreon. We've got a little community going on there as well, which is really cool. It's patreon.com/Slacker Podcast. This week on the podcast, I recorded a podcast with KSI. We did this back at the beginning of June, so there's some talk at the very beginning of it about lockdown and coming out of lockdown and stuff, and like that kind of a little bit has dated. The rest of it hasn't. The rest of it's brilliant. if I do say so myself, sort of caught myself there, didn't I? Well, it's really, really, really great. Fantastic stuff, if I do say so myself. Myself and KSI, we had a pretty fun hour roller coaster in between the serious side of what he does, the music business side, the YouTube side, and then kind of on the flip side, there was a lot of surreal moments and irreverent moments, and it was like the perfect sort of balance that you want, that I want anyway, when it comes to like making podcasts, is like you want to find out something you didn't know about that person beforehand. You want to know a little bit about the business, but you also want to have a little bit of fun with it as well. KSI, he's built himself a kingdom online. He's like a digital overlord. And he's also a huge music fan and somebody who has progressed at a great rate over like the last 8 years when it comes to rapping. When he started, like many of us, when we start at something, he wasn't great, and he's got better every year, and it's all sort of built up to the monster that he is now with the album Dissimulation, which came out in 2020. On the podcast, KSI drops a demo of his track Domain. If you're like not au fait with YouTube and you're listening to this, then just type KSI in. He's like probably the biggest UK YouTuber on there. He's also a boxer. He's kind of like a modern Renaissance man. Like he does what he wants, and it seems to work every single time. If you're somebody who's coming into the podcast and this is all brand new to you, you've never listened to a Slacker podcast before, then maybe I suggest going back and checking out the Doty podcast that we did, the Dizzy Rascal podcast we did, the Declan McKenna podcast, maybe the Novelist podcast. There's tons of them for you to go back and binge on and do whatever you want with them. So yeah, that's it for me. I'm not going to vlog any more wares or anything at you. I just want you to enjoy this podcast and enjoy your summer and enjoy the nice weather out there as well. So this is the Slacker Podcast with KSI in 3, 2, 1. Today's Slacker Podcast is brought to you in conjunction with the letter KSI. Hello.
Yo, what's up, man?
I'm really good. Very glad to have you on the Slacker Podcast. Thanks for joining me.
Nah, thank you for having me, man.
How's life? How's things?
Yeah, cool, man. Vile, I'm just chill. I'm very chill, man. I'm very excited that the world's slowly coming back to normal. Well, especially in England anyway. Restaurants and bars are starting to open up in the next few weeks. And yeah, we have to go outside, just, you know, see people, socialize, and yeah, just have a good time. As well as, you know, obviously I'm still doing YouTube, still playing games, still working on music, and just, yeah, staying active, even with the training as well. I'm, you know, going to runs. I'm just doing a lot. I was talking to my editor the other day, and he was like, how do you do all of this? How do you like find time to do it? And if I could say how I don't think I can. I don't think I don't think I could say why or how I'm able to do everything. I just do it. I'm just in the motion. I think because of how I've been brought up with YouTube, yeah, it's always just this. Like it's never, oh, you post a video and you get to relax after a few months or weeks, you have to go on to the next one, the next one, the next one. And then it's just fast and it's just daily, constantly entertaining people. And I've kind of just put that idea and put it in everything that I do. So with music, you know, I'm working on music so I can put out more music. And, you know, like I still want to put out more songs this year. Same with like training. I still want to stay active and, you know, do as much as I can with that, et cetera. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm just in this world of moving fast.
Yeah, you're a shark, man. If you stop, you'll die. Like, you just need to keep on going. Like, on a very, very much minor scale, like, if you were Premier League in terms of, like, notoriety, like, I would probably be, like, Conference Division, like, Vauxhall North or something, right? But when people say that to me, because they're like, well, where do you find the time to, like, do the record label, the book, the podcast, the radio, all the various different bits, it's the fact that I don't have a real job, right? Like, I don't do a 9-to-5, so I don't have to, like, you know, do it in my time off. So the fact that you can like spend all that time almost like nibbling away at every single project, and then one will come to fruition, and then once that's finished, hopefully the next one will start. I think that's the modern way of being.
I feel like that's how it should be nowadays. Like, it's gone are the days of you just being able to just do one thing. Like, you have to be seen as being able to do more than one thing. Same with like Conor McGregor. Like, you know, he did the whole MMA thing and then he ventured into boxing, and that was huge for him. Like, him doing that, you know, obviously he's come back to MMA, but like that one instance, like the whole world just came to a standstill for this one moment. And I feel like gone are the days of just a person just being one thing. Like, I can't just be seen as a YouTuber. I have to do more than just YouTube.
Big time.
I mean, whether it's boxing, rapping, etc.
It's all about timing. I think, like, when Conor McGregor went to boxing, his star was as high as it was, as it could have possibly been. Like, he was, like, eclipsing the sport of MMA, really, at that stage. And, like, I feel like you're probably at that point, like, where he was now in a different sort of game. Do you know what I mean? You, like, from the... Yeah. From the album dropping this year, from the continued success of YouTube, the boxing, like, you know, like, there's a lot of strings to your bow. I feel like if you wanted to start a cookery program tomorrow, or just, like, open an animal shelter, yeah, like, you know, like, all that shit's going to happen a lot easier in 2020 than maybe it would have happened beforehand.
Yeah, yeah, best believe. Yeah, I'm just in a position where I can, yeah, ultimately just do anything. But I've created that. I did that from the beginning, you know, from early. I set that. I told that to my audience. Like, I'm not a person that just does one thing all the time. I'm not going to just play FIFA all the time. I'm
going
to venture into other things. And, you know, obviously people hated change and were against it and people unsubscribe, blah, blah, blah. But then I started to gain an audience that weren't just there for me playing games or me just doing a certain style of video, but they were just there for me. And then it got to a point where I am able to just do whatever I want, and I have a fan base that will follow.
Big time. And they follow you across formats, which I absolutely love. When I started into sort of like the media industry, like, back, because I played in bands for years and years and years, and I started in like 2012, and I remember saying to my manager at that stage, I was like, you need to go and sign some, like, YouTubers, like, because, like, that shit's, like, popping, and it's just going to get even bigger. And I remember sitting down, because I'm kind of like, I was a little bit like confused by it, because, like, because I'm so old school radio media, and I grew up with it, and I didn't grow up with YouTube, like, I kind of had to reverse get into it. And
do you know
what I mean? Like, so, like, I'm fully fledged. I don't have a TV with broadcast channels on it anymore. I watch most of my shit on YouTube. And I just remember thinking to myself, I was like, see the kids that are, like, that are getting millions and millions of views, making great careers for themselves and connecting with a huge audience. Those are the kids that were in my class at school, because I went to quite a jockey school. And those are the kids that were, like, getting shat on in my school, yet they're now taking over the fucking world. And I thought that was, like, punk rock. I loved that.
Yeah. I'd say that was quite similar to me. I was quite introverted, quite nerdy when I was a kid, especially in school. Like, I was definitely not in the popular crew. I think I went to, in my whole period of going to my secondary school, I went to, like, one or two parties. I didn't go to any sleepovers. Like, I was very just secluded, and I kept to myself. And I don't know, I kind of, with the online and the internet and YouTube, I found a home, and I felt like more of a person there. And I don't know, I just there was more of a community there, and I enjoy that more rather than, you know, people that I would meet in real life in school, etc. So it's kind of crazy now that a lot of those people who were quite introverted and, you know, quiet and all of that are now growing up to be huge in the online entertainment business.
Do you ever get, like, the snakes coming out of the grass, the people who mightn't have been nice to you in school? Because, like, I had that. Like, there was a guy who broke my nose, like, when I was, like, a kid. He, like, headbutted me when I was, like, 15 or something. And I remember him, like, coming up and being, like, really friendly to me a couple of years ago. And I was like, don't think I haven't forgotten what you fucking did, you piece of shit. No chance. Like, you must have that times a million.
Yeah, I've got so many people who just always hit me up on Facebook. I just don't reply, man.
No.
Before I used to reply and go, oh, you're that kid, blah, 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 that would do this, da, da, da. And then I would just, like, chat some shit against them and not. Like,
it's just, yeah, do you know what? You're probably best leaving. It's just negative energy.
Yeah, but that's it. It got to a point where I was like, well, I don't need to do this. Like, I don't need to clap back at these guys and just be bitter. I kind of just, you know, do my thing and just, you know, enjoy it and not care about that stuff.
But yeah, I can't imagine it's too easy for you walking around Watford, like, especially with, like, how amazing your hair is these days. Like,
walking around anywhere, man. Bro, like, anywhere. like in the world. In fact, it's crazy. Like, it's crazy. I think it was a couple of years back when I went somewhere that was just random as hell. What was it? I think it was either Mauritius or the Maldives or something like that. And I was like, no one's gonna recognize me here, bro. I shit you not. I had a couple of people just come up to me like, "Yo, you're KSI. Oh, I watch you on YouTube all the time and all this and that." Bro, literally every single country, without fail, that I've gone to, has recognized me. It's crazy.
That's mad. You need a balaclava. That's the only way you're gonna get around it.
Well, I like, if I want to be incognito, I would literally just have like a face mask. I would wear a hat. I'd wear a hoodie as well, and wear glasses.
See,
and,
that, like, but
no,
that's
no one recognizes me.
That's the hot look of 2020, isn't it? The corona, the coronavirus.
Well, yeah,
look.
So I'll fit right in.
Yeah. I'll be like, I'll like have kids in years to come, like, and they'll be wearing face masks, and I'll be like, oh, I remember having to sit in the house for the whole calendar year back in 2020.
Yeah. Oh man.
So like, I mean, we're here to talk about music. We're here to talk about whatever. But like, I've you know, been going back through your records and stuff. Do you know what? It's a real journey, because like, I did do a chronological look, because I've got a demo that we're going to play now. A demo's Domain, and it says, it just says Domain, and then afterwards, Really Rough. which I like. Let me blast this in. We'll come off the back of it, okay?
All right.
This is my domain, gas up like propane, glowed up with gold chains, bolt up with new games. I'm from the world wide web, how I'm catching all these fucking vermin. Still I'm burning, why they're concerning over the shit I'm earning. Domain, gas up like propane, glowed up with gold chains, bolt up with new games. I'm from the world wide web, how I'm catching all these fucking vermin. Still I'm curving, I'm just confirming all of the shit I'm learning. And I switch it up like I'm Shyamalan, splitting up how I'm making money, and I stay the villain like I'm Shadow Khan. Know you're all blown away with a transformation like I'm really Megatron. Hunger girl wanna come along, come fast like Ramadan. Oh shit, now I'm on my beats like Pow, make up like acne, how? Confuse and look like how? Post up and still they wow. I've led it like I'm Lorente, my body looking excelente. Don't wanna hear that, toupee. Bring in the juice, come with a smart breakthrough like Kool-Aid. I made the news, cause I come with a fight, or the fact that I'm too paid, too made. I'm from that new age, mad at the fact that I'm still on the map, still wanna rap, knowing that I still wanna snap, still wanna scrap in my domain. Gas up like propane, glowed up with gold chains, bolt up with new gains. I'm from the world wide web, how I'm catching all these. Still I'm burning, why they concerning over the shit I'm earning. Domain, gas up like your greatest enemy. Empathy, I'm feeling numb to it. Feeling better now I cut it off. Visualizing all the fun to it. Shit don't even fucking matter. Fucking social ladder, fucking social feeling. I don't give a fuck about a social figure. Keep on playing though, I'm the winner and I keep on saying so. I'm the sinner but you still ain't making dough, cause I'm rich, bitch. Moving slippery, going on and on to no end, like you're so Campbell. Punching air cause you know that I cannot bend, so you just ramble. Warrior, never worrying, time to put your little dummy in. Domain, gas up like propane, glowed up with gold chains, bolt up with new gains. I'm from the world wide web, how I'm catching all these. Still I'm burning, why the concerning over the shit I'm earning. Domain, gas up like propane, glowed up with gold chains, bolt up with new gains. I'm from the world wide web, how I'm catching all these. Still I'm curving, I'm just confirming all of the shit I'm learning.
Slacker demo, KSI domain, and domain Really Rough. I think should we say it's not the version it ended up being, is it?
No. So I definitely changed quite a bit. Like, we cut out some of the instrumental, change the instrumental to make it just more powerful. I changed how I said the verses and the chorus as well. Changed part of the verses. So it just flow better and just be better on the ear. And I'm very happy with how it's come out. But yeah, that was a very rough version.
What's the timestamp on that? Like when was that?
You know what? I can find out. I think it was beginning of last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 2019, early 2019. Yeah.
It's you like hitting your sort of your modern peak really of skills. Like when it comes to like that beat and stuff like that, are you a beat maker? Can you make beats or do you make beats?
I can't.
Do you outsource?
Beats.
Like who do you go for?
There was a video where I kind of did it with Radnoff, but I was just taking a piss.
Who do you go to? Like who are your like top beat makers?
So Diego is a big guy. Zeeshan is another one. He's like, I've had him from years back. SX, he also produces quite a lot of my stuff, and just random ones. Like, you know, for me, it's not like I have a certain person all the time. Yeah. I'm always happy to just try new things. Like with me, I never like to do just the same thing over and over again. I just get bored. That's just how it is. So I always like to, you know, hear different types of instrumentals, hear different types of beats, and just go ham. And then, you know, with a song, I don't go, okay, I'm gonna put a certain flow, or I'm gonna put this flow, I'm gonna put that flow. I just listen to the beat, and I just, whatever works, I'll do, if that makes sense. I don't have a specific thing for every type of song. It's just, I just hear it and I just feel what works, or feel what would make sense.
See, that's what I wanted to talk to you about, is that that knowledge of flow and being a student of the culture and a student of the game. Because, like, you know, from where you've come in, like, you know, releasing this record, The Simulation, in 2020, it's back to like the sort of comedy raps that you were putting out in 2011.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that could be somebody completely else.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? When you watch the one about Emil Heskey you did. I watched that one, and I watched that one because I was like, I'm gonna go back to the start. So I clicked your videos and then just scrolled, and it took fucking forever. And I scrolled back to the back, and I was like, right. So like, yeah, I heard that one. And I heard another one. What was the other one called? It was something goals, sweaty goals.
Sweaty goals.
That's like one of those American movies that you would see where it would be like, here's the nerdy girl with the glasses on. And then like it would move to 2020 and see Dissimulation, and it'd be like, here she is. And she looks like something out of a fucking L'Oreal ad. Like she's like, hair flowing, glasses off.
it's quite mad where I started from and where I am today. If I wish I could tell myself back then and go, it does get better.
you do
get better, trust me, all right? You're going to make a song with Rick Ross, Lil Baby, Trippy Red, all these people. And obviously, as a kid, I'll be like, who's Trippy Red? Who's Lil Baby? What?
Yeah.
I know Rick Ross. What?
How did you go through that? Like, what was it, just becoming a student, really? Like, I mean, just listening and taking it in and trial and error?
Just practice. Yeah. I just practice a lot, man. I have so many songs. Oh, bro, I just saw an incident. So I was just going on my computer. Like, this computer is quite old. So I was going through my files on this computer, and I saw there were some tunes I made in 2016, 2015, and fam, they are weird. Like, I've made a lot of songs I've not put out, but I've made a song where I was clearly like angry at someone that I guess broke my heart, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And I just let my feelings out, and it's just like, It's so bad. I don't even want to say it or mention it. It's like, it's really like just weird. So I was talking to my girlfriend about it and I was like, yo, listen to this. I was playing the tracks. She was just terrified. She was just like,
who is this?
You? Yeah. Yeah, legit. She was just like, yo, like, are you okay? And I was like, clearly I just wasn't in a good space.
Was it like, was it dark? Like, was it like, you know, fucking.
Yeah, yeah. It was very
Danny dark. Bryan it was shit.
It was dark. Like, why am I writing stuff like this? Yeah, no, it was messed up. But the thing is, like, with a lot of my songs, man, I write a lot. I write so much in my notes. I just keep writing. But people don't see this. Mm-hmm. People don't see me, you know, in the studio doing this and this, that. They just see me on YouTube. They just see me posting YouTube videos, or they see me doing the whole boxing thing, or they see me do a movie, you know, Late in America, or they just see me doing other things besides the music. And, you know, the music has always been there. It's always been in your face, but people just get distracted by the other things that I do. Mm. But it's always just been, you know, there and gradually getting better and better and better and better. And to the point where I was able to make this simulation and people were like, wait, what? When did this happen? When could he rap? When could he make good songs? I'm confused. What's going on? He has a fan base? What? So that it's kind of like, yeah, I've been around for a long time, man. I remember I was around when I had a little beef with Lethal Bizzle.
Did you? I didn't know about that.
Yeah, because of Lamborghini and Festa Skank.
Yeah, so, I remember Lamborghini. That's the track you had with P Money, and that was kind of like your that was like your coming out track of, like, you know, you changing from comedy rap to serious rap, right?
Yes, exactly. And so I kind of did a little preview of my Lamborghini track, and all of a sudden I just got a load of people, you know, going yo, and even Lethal Bizzle was going to Snapchat going ham, like, yo, JJ's taking my flow. Because we had a similar flow with the Lambo, Rambo, something, something. I've forgotten what the lines are. But
That's really annoying. What is it? 2 seconds. I don't know when you're talking about it. Because I used to play it DJing all the time.
Oh, okay. But yeah, pretty much. I had to, I was on the sway. And I was really, really reluctant to change my my verse because of it. But yeah, over time, yeah, we were just like, yeah, fine, we'll make the decision to change it. And I had to just change the beginning of my verse.
With You Can't Come at Bizzle, because, like, you know, like, when if it's like you versus Bizzle at that stage in your career in 2015,
no chance.
I mean, like, a rap beef with you in 2020 is a different scenario to a rap beef in 2015. Also, like, yeah. I mean, like, we've all seen, like, the Wiley Stormzy, the Chip versus Everybody, like, gets the whole lot of them. Like, is that something you entertain? Because I'd assume people come for you quite a lot because they see
Like, I've been brought up from diss tracks. Like, I did diss tracks against people like Net Nobody, against people like who else? Like, even like Mahari, who was a mate of mine, Ethan, who was another mate of mine. Like, you know, I've dissed a lot of people.
Like. Yeah, I've read about that. Like, I mean, I don't pretend to say that I've, like, followed Sidemen through the whole career. Like, but I did see that, like, there seemed to be, like, a period of a year, 18 months where you were all firing off at each other, like the end of Reservoir of Dogs, where you're all, like, just going.
Yeah, we were just going ham.
But, like, if somebody sends for you in 2020, do you just, like, scroll the timeline and keep on going, or do you
the thing is, I feel like with me nowadays, it's kind of like, I don't know if I'm there to entertain it anymore, because I feel like I've kind of reached a new level where my competition isn't YouTubers anymore.
Yeah,
it's more actual, like, musicians. Not to say that there aren't YouTubers that are musicians, because best believe there are plenty. But, like, I'm kind of...
Shout out Dodie. Dodie's the main one. Like, I think she's great. She's transitioned
from YouTube
so well.
Dodie, Joji.
Yeah, big up Joji.
Troye Sivan.
Yeah, of course.
There's loads. And, like, what was I saying? Yeah, so like I feel like my competition is now like I've reached a new level where I'm now, you know, with people like I don't know who I want to say, like I don't know, like Fredo or I don't know. Fredo,
dude, you've got a number two album in the charts at the minute. Feel free to say it.
But it's, bro, it's, you know why I'm always like touchy with it? It's because the urban scene is just, it's, they're vicious, man. They are vicious, bro. And like, they'll come up, man, no matter what. And especially someone like me, especially someone that came from the whole YouTube thing, I think people kind of just feel disrespected that someone like me was able to get in, even in the top 10 of an album chart, and even maintain, like, I'm still there. Like, it's not like I've dropped off. Like, yeah, the 1975, they've dropped off. They were number one, and now they're, like, number eight.
Yeah.
I've just remained at number two. And, like, people looking at it and going, how has he done this? This is ridiculous. And I feel like people are feeling some type of way because of that. And that's why I like to just keep to
But that's kind of cool, right? Like, you're I mean, you're a rule breaker, really, at the end of the day. Like, because, yeah, because you like doing so many different things. I mean, you've pissed off the whole boxing community who are, like, purists, yeah, right? In that you, like, stepped up so fast. And you've, yeah, done the same in the music industry. I mean, surely, like, the shits that you give don't exist, right? Do you know what I mean?
Of course, I don't give a fuck what anyone says. Yeah. But like, ultimately, like, if people, you know, obviously when people say certain things, it's just, I feel like with the music scene, you have to be more cautious and more careful with what you do, because, you know, you can make a lot of friends, but you can also make a lot of enemies. And, you know, I feel, for me to further my career, there's no need for me to make enemies.
Yeah, like, I get that.
I like songs from Fredo. I like songs from Dave. I like songs from Stormzy. You know, I like songs from Wiley. You know, I like songs from all parts of the music community. And you know, I'm not afraid to make a song with anyone. You know, it could be from Youngblood to, I don't know, just, you know, the 1975. Like, I wouldn't be a person that would go, oh, I only make a certain type of music. Like,
yeah.
I'm there to show that, you know, I want to be like a bridge, to just bring all types of music together and show that I can do anything. And even with, you know, I'm releasing a song with someone that is a DJ, and I've listened to the song, I played it, send it to my mates, and they've just gone, this is ridiculous. I didn't know you could make a song like this, but you just sound so natural. It just sounds so cool, and it's dope, and it's like a drum and bass type of track. I've got, I don't want to say.
That's all right, that's cool. I mean,
in
like,
case he gets annoyed about it, but like, it's a song that people will listen to and go, holy crap, this guy. And people will go,
you're telling me off air on this, right?
I'll tell you off air. Yeah.
I'll ask you at the end, how about that? But I mean, the code, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Oh yeah, I was gonna say, like, I guess people will look at me and go, maybe he's going the Tiny Temper route. But then it's kind of like, I feel like I can be bigger than that. Like, Tiny Temper, don't get me wrong, he's done huge things.
Where is,
like,
he? I have not heard anything from that man in a long time.
I think he's focused on his clothing, which is sick, by the way.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story.
In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Yeah, like, yeah.
But I know he's already made it, man. He's been there, done that, bought the t-shirt. He doesn't need to do it anymore, man. He doesn't need to prove himself anymore. He's already done it. But for me, I don't want people to see me as the Tiny Temper. I want people to see me as KSI. That's it. I don't want to be seen as the next this or the next that.
I don't think you can be. I don't think it's possible for people to view you in the pigeonholed elements of other people's footsteps, because you are such an anomaly in terms of how you've come about your career and how you've made it. Because it seems on the surface of things, when they talk about businesses, normally your first two businesses will fail and your third one will win. You seem to have come in and won at your first, your second, your third, and your fourth business. Do you know? So I don't think anybody can sort of aim that he's just being like that. He's just being like that. I think you already are. Most definitely in your own lane. And one of the things I was thinking about is, like, it must have been challenging coming in as from your platform, from where you gain your notoriety of YouTube, into the music industry and into the traditional model of the music industry with record labels and A&R and bosses. Because when you're used to, like, thinking of something, creating it and sticking it up, bringing more people into the fold and bringing more rules into it must have been a difficult thing for you.
I'd say definitely at the beginning of my career when I joined Ireland, I was just used to just putting up a song and just, you know, recording a music video and just that would be it. Like, it'd just be nice and easy. And, you know, if we chart, cool. If we don't, I wasn't bothered. And then obviously with labels and all of this and that, it kind of made me go, oh, wait, the charts and, you know, think about that a lot more. And Ireland were definitely a label that were trying to make me put out certain type of songs, and I was like, oh, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that. And they were like, no, we need to make songs that will chart, songs that will be seen as a hit, songs that will do well, so we have higher chart numbers, blah blah blah, all of this and that. And I kind of just lost the love of music, if that made sense.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not making what you want to make, then what's the point, really?
Well, music for me is always a hobby, and it's always something that I just enjoy doing. So, back then it got to a point where I wasn't enjoying it anymore. I was kind of sick and tired of it. So, I kind of stopped. And that's another one of the reasons why I left in 2017. I just, separated and I from social media, YouTube, I deleted a load of videos. I just wasn't happy with myself, and I just needed some space to try and figure myself out. And then I came back and I was like, okay, this is what I want to do. I want to literally just put out whatever I want to put out. I don't care what anyone says. I don't care what anyone wants me to do. I'm going to do what I want, and that's all that matters. And luckily, with the whole diss tracks and all of that, Ireland saw the hype over it, and they were like, yeah, okay, cool, we'll take that as your final EP, and then we'll split ways. Because I had like a 3-EP deal, so I released 2 EPs, and I released another one, but Ireland didn't want it was called Space. So I was like, whatever, cool, I enjoyed it, it was important to me. And then I did a load of diss tracks, and yeah, they just saw the hype and they were like, yeah, yeah, we'll take that, we'll take that.
Like, I feel like yeah. labels are there, and labels have a real important role in a lot of people's career because they bring them up from the start and help them, you know, like marketing wise and all the rest of it. And I mean, some artists lose focus in the fact that, like, you know, most labels are a business and like they're a commodity within the business, and as is their music and all the rest. But I've always said this, like, if you have the facilities to do it yourself, if you've got like the online following, if you've got the finances to be able to do it yourself, it's the best way to do it, because you can bring in your project managers and your producers and the whole thing. I mean, like, all you need is somebody to distribute it. Like, you've got a better marketing team than most marketing teams all put together. Do you know what I mean? All you have to do is fire up some socials.
Yeah, that's it. Like, I'm in the space now where I can just post a song on Instagram, on Snapchat, on Twitter, and on YouTube, and yeah, it will do well now.
I'm gonna test that. I'm gonna write like a banjo song, and it's gonna be like horrible. I'm gonna send it to you to get you to put it up on Instagram, see if we can get it a million views. It'll just be like see if the system works. I think so. I think we'll leave that one. But like, yeah, I mean, it is. It's you don't just get like collabs and cosigns from like Trippie Redd, Rick Ross, Lil Pump. And JME, I mean, like, I'm a huge JME fan. Yeah. Like, speaking of people doing it their own way.
Yeah. What was it like? I mean, and he's been a huge inspiration to me. Like, just how he is. Like, he doesn't care, man. Like, there's so many people, especially in the urban scene, man, or the grime scene, whatever you want to call it, that scene. They just, you know, especially when JME made songs with me, they were just like, yo, what's Jamie doing, man? Like, you know, he's Brother of Skepta. He should be, you know, making songs with this guy and this guy. Why is he making a song with a YouTuber? And Jamie looked at that and just went, I don't care. I don't care what these people say. I'm going to just do what I want to do. And that's who he is, and that's how he is, and that's how he's always been. And I just respect that, and it's just so sick. He's so sick, yeah.
He is, like, probably one of the coldest rappers in the UK. Because when he goes hard... Now. When he goes hard, he goes fucking hard. When he rapped, like, you know, box in the face of my HSBC, I felt that. I felt that. all the way over to Ireland. The Music Week headline I saw was, and this only came out a couple of weeks ago, wasn't it? Your front page on Music Week, and Music Week is kind of like it's the magazine for the industry, really. Like, you don't really see it anywhere other than on the coffee tables of like music magazines and agencies, and like, you know, it's an industry standard. It's the biggest one, and it said, "Can the YouTube king take down the music business?" I'm not sure what that means. I'm not really. I mean, it's.
I don't know if I want to take down the music business. Because then, I mean, that wouldn't be beneficial for me or them. But I think it's kind of like trying to see if a person who is a YouTuber can, you know, and someone who remains as a YouTuber, because there's lots of YouTubers who have just bounced off to music and not, I'd stop doing YouTube. Whereas I'm still doing YouTube as well as music.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess people are trying to see whether it's possible to do that. And I mean, evidently so it is. Like,
I've seen a certain artist, and I'll remain nameless just because it's not fair, but like, they had quite a big presence on YouTube, and they had like a massive fan base, and they go play gigs everywhere, but then stop making YouTube videos, and then the music career kind of started dwindling away after. You kind of need to, like, if your castle is built on something, you need to make sure the foundations are strong all the time.
Yes, 100%. I couldn't agree with you more, man. That is, for me, is so important. YouTube is my core. It's my heart. It started everything. It's allowed me to bounce off and do everything. So why would I just forget about this, the core of my whole world, you know, like, and just bounce off to Mars?
Because
then, you know, I'm just going to struggle. Eventually, when, you know, if the YouTube dwindles down, I'm in the music, and then let's say the music dwindles down, what am I going to do? I'm stuck. I'm screwed. So I've always just been a person that I always make sure YouTube, which is my home ground, the hub of everything, is always, you know, intact and is always booming, and then allows me to just do everything else as well. And I've kind of just been in a zone where I'm always just doing a lot now.
So. Big time, man. Like somebody said to me about a year ago, and it stuck with me, and I keep thinking about it all the time, is you never want to back yourself into a place where your whole career is in somebody else's hand.
Yes.
And that, yes. That stuck with me a lot.
Yes.
And I was just like, wow, that's really powerful. Like you have to, and I think people like you doing this inspires other people to be able to go out and do it themselves.
Yeah, exactly. And that's another reason why I'm like, you know, being your own boss is so powerful. You know why? Because no one can cancel you. Like I can't ever get canceled. Okay. Do you know how many YouTubers out there that have been canceled and are still smashing it? PewDiePie, he got canceled. Logan Paul filmed the dead guy, fam. He's filmed the dead guy, and he was one of the most hated people in the world. And now look at him. Like, he's pushing the whole Black Lives Matter movement. And, you know, he's hugely loved. He has a huge fan base and he's killing it. And like, I even had to give him respect for that, because he was sick what he was doing. Like, as a YouTuber, you can't get canceled. YouTubers can't get canceled. People who work for other people who work in like BBC or ITV or, you know, all these industries, they can get canceled, because all it takes is for a BBC exec or CEO to go, oh, what, there's a bit of heat left, you know, on this person, cut him off. All right, oh, there's a bit of heat here, cut him off. That's it. They just cut them off and that's it. And then they're left stranded. That's it. Like, when it comes to being your own boss, YouTube is the way, and it allows me to never get canceled and never have to worry about being canceled.
Why is that? Like, why can't that happen? Like, I mean, maybe the modern, or not the modern, but the most recent, like, example of that would be probably Tekashi 69. I know he's not a YouTuber, right? But like, if anybody should have been canceled ever, it's probably him. Like, I mean, he's been convicted of horrible, horrible, horrible things that I don't even want to mention, but like, anybody who's read about it, which is everybody, knows what I'm talking about. And then the snitch thing on top of that, and you're like, going, he's still breaking records on Instagram for Instagram live numbers, for YouTube videos. I mean, like, it just, like, the fans don't care. Like, about
the fans,
like,
don't care, because the fans are fans of him. That's it. They're fans of the person. So they don't care. You know, obviously, there are certain fans that are fickle, that will, you know, bounce around left, right, and center. But, like, ultimately, you know, if you have a core, strong fan base, you're sorted. You're blessed. Like, I've had, my fans have seen me go through, you know, my highs and my lows and my highs and my lows and my highs again. Like, it's crazy. They've been through a whirlwind of stuff, and they've stopped by me because, you know, it's like we're friends. It's like we're just cool. It's like we know each other. It's just, that's just how it is. And like, no news article, no, you know, person on Twitter, nothing, it will ever be able to break that.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, that's going to anger a lot of people. A lot of people are going to be annoyed that they have no power when it comes to certain people that are their own boss, their own CEO. I am my own CEO, and no one can cancel me because of it. How the only person that can cancel me is me. That's it. The only person that can fail me is me. So, like, that's why I am a scary force to be reckoned with.
You cannot be destroyed by conventional weaponry.
I'm like Thanos. give me all the stones.
this is a really nerdy question, right? But So I'm trying to, like, build the podcast this season. Like, just, I want to take the podcast on, like, just on YouTube. I want to, like, make clips, because I've been watching the US content, right? And I feel like, in terms of what I'm looking at anyway, but I want to hear about in terms of what you do. The US are so far ahead of like podcasting and content creation, in from what I can see anyway, in the bits that I like. And I'm watching their videos and I'm like, going, fuck me, man. The UK is like the Stone Age in podcasting and some areas of content in comparison. Yeah. What do you think? Is it the same with you, or is it like more 50-50?
I mean, I feel like the UK has always been a bit behind when it comes to social media. The US are just are very far ahead, especially in LA, man. They just got it quicker. Like, you know, the whole TikTok thing, they got it. They were like, yeah, let's hop on this. Like, and now people like Charlie, something's, I forgot the name, but it's like booming.
Charlie XCX?
No.
If you're asking about TikTok, you're asking the wrong dude.
but Addison Rae is another one who's just booming. And like, you know, the UK are only just about getting onto TikTok. I'd say about this year-ish. They're like, oh, yeah, this TikTok thing. Whereas, you know, back last year, America was already on it. Same with like YouTubers, you know. US were like, we understand this US. We understand the YouTuber hype. And, you know, let's jump on this. And, you know, they started having teams around them, you know, helping them act as if, you know, I guess there were celebrities and all of this and that.
Yeah.
Whereas the UK just ain't on that. They're still focused on, you know, old celebrities and this and that. Like, you know, I was watching Gogglebox because I was on it the other day. And I was watching it.
Like, you're like, my bits were great.
Well, I was like, this is such a boomer, like, show.
It's so,
like, I just, like, the whole... I would never even post that on my YouTube channel because it's just so, there's not enough action. It's so like slow and the editing was just off. It just, I don't know. I know I could have done a better job, but like, that's just how I am. Like, I just.
Is it impossible for like the traditional media of like, you know, traditional TV and radio and all the rest of it, is it impossible for them to like reach a younger audience, like, because the audience has gone to YouTube?
I think it's done out. I think the only way is through certain shows. So Love Island is one that captures the teens and the young the young people. But besides that, there isn't really anything else that I know of, really. But I'm not really clued up when it comes to TV. Because I don't look at TV. I don't watch TV.
I don't watch TV. Watching
Gogglebox was like the first time in months, if not years, of me going, oh, let me watch something on TV. It's normally I'm always watching Netflix, YouTube, E4, just on like my Xbox app, etc. Like, I never go on TV. Even for football, I watch it on Sky. I don't go on, you know.
You don't fuck with the terrestrial.
No, bro. Because it's just so boring. It's so boomer, bro. I don't know. It's just so dated. And obviously, you know, there's an audience for that still. And that's why they still, I guess, catered to that audience. But, you know, best believe this new industry of online content creators are taking over. And like in 10 years time, it's going to be crazy, man. It's going to be crazy. Maybe even 5 years. It's already happening.
It's right here. Now. It's here. Like it's definitely here. What about like with your like music and like tastemakers and stuff like that? Do you care when people play it on the radio? Like, does it like, do you like have specific tastemakers that you're like, oh, like that's sick. Like such and such has played it, or
for me,
or
so
is like, that still on all fully on YouTube?
Oh no, it was cool with Kiss. I thought that was really cool. When Kiss played my tracks, I thought I was insane. Capital Extra. You know, like there was a few radio shows. Even in America, there was a few radio shows that were playing my songs. And I was like, this is sick. Like, because I remember back in the day, I used to listen to radio. And I saw a voice guy. I was like, would I ever be able to be on the radio? Imagine, that'd be crazy. And now I'm actually there. And it is cool. It is a cool feeling. But like, obviously, like, the main, like, what's big for me is like, oh, how many Spotify plays have I got? How many Apple plays have I got? That's, you know,
that's your business, isn't it? Like those.
Yeah, the streaming is just way more important. Even on YouTube, how many views have I got on the YouTube video? I feel that's just exciting for me because of like what I've been brought up in.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Hitting those milestones on those like digital service providers is like is the way you almost It's your version of going, this is a gold album, this is a platinum album. Do you know, like, that's you're hitting X million amount of streams. It's now billion, isn't it? Like, that's where you want to get up to. You want to hit that billion mark.
I hit billions on YouTube all the time. So, like, I'm there, like, why can't I hit it with music?
And, why not?
The thing is, it's not like, bro, it's not like I'm just there, like, just making trash music. I don't care, but I care about music. Mm. Every song that I make, I care about it. It's important. It's an embodiment of me, and it shows my progression in music. And I'm not going to just release stuff. This isn't like a novel. This isn't just a money thing.
No.
You know, if anything, money, like, when it comes to music, is terrible. Like, I make way more money doing YouTube. I'm way more money doing boxing. Like,
that's what I was going to say. I mean, it was like bringing me on to my next point, really, is like, I run a DIY label. Like, I've written a book about the music industry. I've worked in and around the music industry since I was 15, right?
Yeah.
And I know, like, looking at your, like, if I had to draw some sort of like pie chart of your like assumed wealth, like the music side of things would be like, you know, like the last bit of pie, like, you know, on a dessert where like you get it and you're just like,
I'd say it's about like, I don't know, 10-15% maybe.
Yeah.
If that, like, it's not big at all. YouTube is like 50-60%. Mm. And then obviously the boxing was the other stuff. And I guess brand deals as well.
Is it a positive or is it a negative, or is it both to have so much money at such a young age?
I think both. I think it's a bit of both.
It's pressure, right? It's pressure. Like, there's having a comfortable amount of money, there's being rich, and then there's having a bit where you're a bit like, fuck, right?
Yeah, it definitely, especially when I was younger, when I started going crazy, you know, I was buying the Lambo. I was just buying, you know, crazy.
Love that, by the way.
Yeah, I was just there, like, I was excited. Like, I would go on shopping sprees and stuff. I had a mate, an old mate of mine, that was just a bad energy for me, because he'd make me think I was untouchable. I was the best of the best. I was, he was just up my ass the whole time, just constantly boosting my ego.
You don't need that.
Grounding me at all. Yeah. Bro, you do not want that, because then it you lose reality. You lose touch with reality. You struggle to like empathize with people, and you struggle to just connect with people anymore. So, you know, eventually I got rid of him, because, you know, I cut him off, because I was like, I need to have people around me that ground me. And just, you know, yes, I get number two album in the UK, and they go, oh, that's cool. Like, you know, they're not there like, yo, you're insane. You're the best, bro. You can do anything. Oh my God, bro. They're just like, yeah, that's cool. That's dope. This song you made, yes, I actually really like it. It's really cool. Like, it's nice and humbling, and I need that. And it's important for me to always have that. And I feel like that's a key part of my success. People that aren't yes men. I don't have any yes men in my scene. If you're a yes man, I'll just kick you out. That's just it. Like, I despise yes men.
You need to be challenged.
Real.
People need to be challenged to move forward, and they need like a missus or your mom or your dad or your brother or whoever it is to be able to tell you that your shit stinks.
Yeah. Oh, best believe my girlfriend tells me that, man. Trust me. Yeah.
Close the door.
Sometimes she's a bit too real, and I'm there like, yo, that kind of hurts.
I'd assume by this stage, like, your folks have completely and utterly like come to terms with it. Like, I mean, because it must have, as much of a roller coaster as it has been for you being in the eye of the storm and all the rest of it, but for them to have like two successful kids who are like blazing up like the numbers online, like, they must be like going, what the fuck happened?
Well, yeah, I mean, at the beginning they were just very against it, but like, obviously now they're just, they're fully embracing it, because they're just like, oh, this is just the new world we live in. This is it. Like, you know, obviously a lot of people hate change, but, you know, change comes, man, and you have to be able to adapt or you just get eaten alive, and it's just how it is. So
what's the most like bougie thing that you've bought for your parents?
Just jewelry, man. Just a lot of jewelry. Just like chains or watches, etc. So, yeah.
That was like the first
gorgeous
thing.
Gorgeous houses. Well, the first thing was a house, obviously.
Yeah.
But besides that, yeah, just like gifts, like jewelry. And
is that part of the portfolio? Like, I mean, like that's one of the smart ways to invest money, really, isn't it? Is like when you have it, you invest it in property. Like, have you done that? Like, I know.
Yeah, yeah, I have like over 10 houses just around the UK. So yeah, that was like one of the first things I did, just invest, because, you know, back then I didn't know what this whole YouTube thing, if it was gonna last or not.
Yeah.
Because my parents were always saying, yo, this YouTube thing might not be here forever. Like, obviously now it's solidified, but obviously back then everyone was like, is this
a flash in the pan?
Too sure. Yeah, exactly. Is it gonna go back to just TV stuff and all this? So yeah, yeah, obviously I focus on that. And, you know, obviously now I'm in a point where, you know, I give hundreds of thousands to charity because I'm in a spot where I can, like, I'm able to do that and it's cool. And I'm not there like, oh, I want all the money for myself. And all this
I love that, man. You have to give something back.
Well, I don't know. For me, I've always been a guy that I always just help the people around me, man. Like, I'm not a selfish person. I hate being selfish because I just think it's the worst thing, being selfish and then dying alone, man. It's just,
yeah.
And having no, leaving no like good mark on the earth. I just think it's just a waste. So why not be here, help as many people around you as possible, and then, you know, give them back to certain communities that helped me and some communities that didn't help me.
Mm.
It's just one of those things. It's just like, who cares? Like, I have a lot of money, like, and I've worked hard. And the community's help is, you know, were in part to help me get to where I'm at. So why would I not help them back? And yeah, it's just one of those things.
Is it, does the same remain true in terms of like young broadcasters and young people who are young YouTubers who are like, say, 16, 17, who are coming up now? Do they like, if they come to you for advice, do you go, hey, step off my turf, these are my views?
No chance. I always welcome everyone in.
I welcome
every single person. I am not afraid to do anyone with anything with anyone. Like, you know what I'll say? A person called DTG. So I remember him back in the day, like when he was a kid. He would go to like my Sidemen, like meetups and all of this and that. So Sidemen is a group of mine, a group of people who
I know who Sidemen are, like,
who make YouTube videos. Well, I just in case your audience don't,
yeah,
but like they make YouTube videos and we all decided to make YouTube videos together. So we decided to do that and it's just become very successful. But you know, a guy called DTG was obviously a fan, and you know, he would go to these meet and greets and all this, and I met him, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, there was literally, I'd say a few weeks ago, he hit me up saying, oh, I've got a song for KSI and I'd love for him to jump on it. Now, obviously, DTG is like here compared to me and I'm like all the way up there. I'm just beyond. And, you know, I saw it and I just followed him. I was like, oh, yeah, send me the song. Let me hear it. Heard the song. Love it. I've already written a verse for it. And I'm going to go to the studio when I can. And then just send it to them. Simple as that. Like, it doesn't matter who you are. Like, I'm there, like, to make. I'll make a song with someone at the top, and I'll make a song with someone at the bottom. As long as it's good, you know what I mean. Like, I'm not gonna jump on something that's not good.
Yeah,
like, it doesn't matter for me. Like,
what if Jay-Z comes around the block, hits you up with a beat, and the beat's whack, and you're just like, nah. Jay-Z, Kanye.
Oh, yeah, if the beat is dead, then yeah, I'm not doing that.
Because I heard that one about Stormzy, didn't it? Like, Stormzy and Jay-Z were meant to be on a track together about London Town, and then Stormzy was just like, nah.
Yeah, yeah, that's how you're meant to be, man. Like,
but that's OG status right there. When you like say to Jay-Z very politely, like, going, I think this would suit better if like it was just me and Ed.
Yeah.
I don't think Jay-Z's been so told no since about 1994, like.
Yeah, but you know, it's humbling. And if anything, maybe Jay-Z will look at that and go, okay, how can I have been better? But I mean, ultimately with that song, like, it was for, you know, Brits. It didn't make sense for an American to be on it.
Yeah, big time, big time. What I'm gonna, I've got one final sort of question. When are we gonna play FIFA? I'm up to like Division 2 now. I'm like hoping to get into Division 1. I've got my shit together at the minute.
No chance. I have my shit together. I hate that game, bro. I hate it.
What? How come?
Because it's, you know, it's not FIFA anymore, bro. It's manager mode. That's what it is. Everyone pauses the fucking game and goes, oh, custom tactics. Let me do this.
You just have to keep playing.
What do you mean you just have to keep playing? But that's what everyone does.
And it was really, it is.
I mean, you do it as well.
I don't do it, man. I have very, very strict FIFA ethics, right? Very strict ethics.
How are you in Division 2 then?
Right? But like, the thing is, I'm getting better. Like, I mean, I was in Division 1 for ages, like, but I got put down there the other day. Strict ethics, right? If I'm getting beat 5-0, 6-0, 7-0, it's happened before, let's be honest, right?
Yeah, of course.
I'm playing to the fucking end. I'm not quitting the game halfway through. If you quit halfway through, you need some serious man up lessons. Like you can't quit halfway through a game. That bugs the shit out of me. I'm just like, take your L and wear it. Like
I don't know, man. That game's just frustrating me so much.
So what, have you moved on to Pro Evo?
No, what? Come on, man.
But what are you like playing?
FIFA, like, man. You're, come on, no,
you're like a football fan. Like, you got to play something, right?
Well, right now, I guess right now I'm just playing Warzone, man. I blame Arsenal. Arsenal have killed football for me.
As a Manchester United fan, this makes it's just feed it into me. Feed it into me.
Yeah. Like, it's just, we were greatness. We were like the unbeatables, man. We were ridiculous. Like, we were insane, man. And for us to just fall from grace so far down, it's just. All of our best players, we always just give them to another team and then they shit on us. Like, every time.
Robin Van Persie.
I'm sick of it. Sick of the heartache. I'm sick of the pain. So, like, I think it was around FIFA 15, FIFA 16, or maybe FIFA 17, where I was like, I'm done with this, man. I'm done with football. I'm just done with it. I can't be bothered anymore. I was just pissed off.
I get it. Right, the biggest show you've ever done versus what's your top sporting moment?
Top sporting moment. When Arsenal won the Champions League.
Sorry, I'm just going to have to give you. Just give you one of those. Why not?
What happened? What did I just die?
I just realized that I've got loads of sound effects in here and I forgot to use any of them.
Oh wow. So I knew that. I mean, you just shot me. I was like,
I have got loads of
I knew that.
I totally forgot. Hold on, let me see what else is loaded.
I can't believe you've done this.
Oh, yeah, classic.
You wanker, yeah.
What's that?
I think it's some Irish kid saying, you wanker.
His name's Bond.
Oh, wow.
You're a dirty shit.
Yeah, there you go. That's a look into the sound effects that I've got preloaded onto that.
Unreal. I think you need explosions. You need Charlie Sloth's explosions.
Do you know what I might have?
That's a laser
explosion right there. Listen, I've brought in the sound effects, which means that it's the time for the end of the podcast.
Well, wait, to answer your previous question, music
all the way.
Music.
Look, dude, thank you so much for taking the time out to chat to me. I really appreciate it.
Pleasure, man. And yeah, it's been fun.
Big time. We'll do it again. Whenever you decide to go back on FIFA, hit me up and we'll see how
FIFA 21 is. All right. I just want to get rid of that custom tactics thing because, bro, man, it's not fun having to just play like Barcelona for like 30 minutes just to get one chance on goal and then score near post. It's just long, man. It's
boring. It's the bug. Let them know. Let EA know. You've got the power.
Bro, bring it back to FIFA 12, man.
I just run it like this.
Yeah. Directional. Yeah.
Yeah, cheers, man. Thanks very much for this. And is it fine if I use some of these clips for the channel? Is that all right?
Yeah, yeah, go for it, man.
Wicked, man. Here, have a good day. Enjoy the rest of your week. Thank and you, stuff. Man. And yeah, big ups on this.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.